A big weekend kicks off with two big surprises. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, January 30th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. Results from Friday night's SmackDown, 205 Live, and New Japan Strong are straight ahead in this update. And we told you this would be a big weekend, and Friday night definitely set the pace.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
And the biggest surprise came from a surprising place. Jon Moxley is back in the flesh in New Japan. He showed up at the end of last night's New Japan Strong. The six-man tag team main event ended with Lio Rush pinning El Phantasmo. A big brawl followed that, and that's when the lights went out. When they came back, Jon Moxley was in the ring. He mowed down ELP, Hikuleo, and then he hit Kenta with the Death Rider. Mox said Kenta's long-standing right to challenge him for the IWGP United States Championship will be answered. No date for that match was announced. Mox did mention Tokyo at one point. Another possible destination is a New Beginning USA show that New Japan announced on Friday's show. We don't know the date for that either. We should also mention New Japan is holding a major New Beginning show back in Japan this morning. We will have results from that show for you in our update tomorrow.
WWE.
The other big surprise Friday night, the return of Braun Strowman. He roared out to the ring at the end of SmackDown after a convoluted 10-man tag team main event that had evolved from a one-on-one match between Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. Strowman had been off WWE TV since last November. There are indications that WWE's plans for Sunday's Royal Rumble have changed within the past few days. There was a new promo for Saturday night's WWE Backstage special during SmackDown. It promised the show will reveal the number one and number two entrants in the men's Royal Rumble match. Later, it was announced there will be a match on Backstage between Natalya and Tamina to determine the number 30 spot in the women's Rumble. Now, all this contradicts ads earlier this week that said Backstage would have the number 30 entrant for the men and the number 1 and number 2 entrants for the women. The Backstage special airs tonight at 8 p.m. on FS1. Some new Rumble entrants revealed on Friday: Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio, and King Corbin. Add them to the names already listed on WWE.com, and that's 20 names announced for the men's Rumble. Only 12 spots are spoken for in the women's Rumble. Also added to the Royal Rumble show, Sasha Banks will defend her women's title against Carmella. And one more note from Friday's SmackDown, Bianca Belair beat Bayley. The final first-round match in the women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic went down on Friday night's 205 Live. Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon beat Marina Shafir and NXT newcomer Zoe Stark. Moon submitted Stark. There was no eclipse. WWE made a title match for the next NXT TakeOver official on Friday. Io Shirai will defend her NXT women's title in a three-way match against Mercedes Martinez and Toni Storm. TakeOver is coming up on February 14th. Also Friday, WWE officially announced the signing of Mako Satomura to NXT UK. A few other new signees were also announced: a son of William Regal, Bailey Matthews, Tony Gill, who was known as Gersinder Singh in Impact, and Medihan Cochabasolo, who was formerly known as Lucky Kid. The Bella Twins say they're definitely coming out of retirement. Eventually.
We have never gone after the tag titles. They were, like, right? Made for us. Like, there's another run in the Bella Twins, so I'm calling, like, maybe in Dallas, WrestleMania, or we're just, at some point, we're coming back.
That clip from Friday's episode of The Ellen Show. It feels like it's been a while since we could say this, but it's a big weekend on the indies. GCW's 24-hour Fight Forever card rolling on today. It's scheduled to wrap up at 8 p.m. Don't forget to check out the match that's being sponsored by Just Pro Wrestling News. It's Ziggy Haim versus Brooke Valentine. That is scheduled to happen during the block starting at noon. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, January 30th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning as we get you ready for the Royal Rumble. So be sure to check out our website at justprowrestlingnews.com. Rate, review, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you do not miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.